In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So here we are, beginning Luisa in the Mediatrix of All Divine Life, Part 1. Jesus is going to show us the importance of Luisa in the divine will. Jesus calls this the prodigy of prodigies. And he includes Luisa and the divine will. There's no separation. And our Lord is asking us, pleading with us to begin this abundant life. This is what Jesus wants. So in volume 6, 717, 1906, this morning I saw Blessed Jesus with a key in his hand, and he said to me, "My daughter, this key is the key of my most holy divine will." The key is very important. Jesus shows Luisa in the scriptures, the sacred scriptures, he shows us that he gave Peter the keys to the kingdom. And he says to Luisa in volume 15, "Luisa, I give you this gift so that you can give it back to the man." And that is the Pope, the one who has the keys to the kingdom. And then he says in another part of the Book of Heaven, he calls Luisa, he says, "You must be the key." So here Jesus is saying right early in volume 6, this key, he says, is the key of my most holy divine will. This key that I hold. This shows us that the kingdom is coming, number one, when this door is opened. And it will be opened by the Holy Father. And this is why there's such attacks today to discredit the Vicar of Christ on earth, attack the Vicar of Christ on earth. Because if the Catholics can attack now, they can attack later on. Even if you have a holy priest, a holy pope, a holy bishop, a holy priest. See, the attack, you know, there's only one accuser, and that is Lucifer. And our job is not to accuse. We might see something wrong or think that it is wrong. And we pray. Our job is to pray. Remember what Jesus says, pray to the Lord of a harvest for harvesters. That was the only prayer that Jesus asked the community to pray. He taught us the Our Father, the only prayer, but he is giving to us the opportunity to pray. So here is this key. And then he says, "It befits the one," and the one is Luisa. "It befits you, Luisa, who live in my divine will, to have this key in order to open, to close as you, Luisa, pleases, and to take whatever you, Luisa, likes of my divine treasures." You know, this is why in volume 17, May 4th, 1925, this is a key passage, because what does it say? He says, "The Father wanted the reflection of the Trinity on earth, and under the paternity of the Father is the maternity of Mary. Under Jesus, Son of God, is Jesus, Son of Mary. Under the Holy Spirit," Jesus says, "is you, Luisa, and the soul's linked to Luisa." Okay, so this gives us the understanding of the prayer, come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics, those that live this universal life. "Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics and kindle in them the fire of your love." This, Jesus shows, is the divine will. "Send forth your Spirit," this great gift of the Holy Spirit, the second Pentecost. "Send forth your Spirit and we," again, the little children of the holy divine will be recreated. "And you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth through us, through those that are linked to Luisa." Now, as you read the volumes, I mean, if you don't read the volumes, you're going to think all of this is nonsense. But when you read the volumes, it's very, very clear. The time of creation of the Father, began the world, began the universe, because of his great love. And the time of redemption with Our Lady's, that first one was the Fiat Lux, let there be light. The second is the Fiat Mihi of the Blessed Mother, let it be done to me as you say. And the incarnation takes place. Redemption, it comes to the earth. And when Jesus is crucified, died, and buried, and then rises from the dead, Jesus says that resurrection is the seed for those who will live in the divine will. He says that the saints followed his holy humanity, doing the will of God. This was what they saw, doing the will of God. And now, because of Louisa, Jesus says that those little children of the holy divine will are going to live, they're going to learn how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit, and then receive the divine inheritance of the Father. This is all found in the Book of Heaven. This Book of Heaven is very important to Jesus. He says these writings, he says, are me, he says. When he says, this has nothing to do with you, Louisa. You're just the secretary, and I am dictating this Book of Heaven to you, so that others will be able to read it, be aware of what God is calling them to, and embracing it. So the knowledges that he calls, the truths that he gives to Louisa, are essential for us to know, to learn, and to put into practice. It's very simple to receive the divine will. It's by wanting it. But then to live in it is to begin to learn what Jesus taught Louisa. For those, now think about it. The apostles had Jesus for 3 years. He spoke to them for 3 years. And then he dies. Jesus speaks to Louisa for 64 years. And that she puts down on paper. And I mean, it's 21 times more than what he gave to the apostles. And it's not in addition to what the apostles were taught. That's the understanding is there's no new revelations to the apostles. There's nothing new to redemption. But this is about sanctification. Think about what, you know, Saint Margaret Mary, the Lord revealing to her his Sacred Heart. Think of Saint Faustina, what Jesus showed her about his divine mercy. These aren't new revelations. It's a continuation of God calling us to sanctity. Remember what he says, when the Spirit of Truth comes, the Spirit of Truth will reveal to you all things, remind you of everything that I have said. This is what Jesus is talking about. Again, this is what the Lord says. It befits Louisa, who lives in my divine will, to have this key so that Louisa can open and close as Louisa wants. Now, if we're linked to Louisa, the same thing comes to us. Again, we're very far from Louisa. No one lives fully in the divine will as she did. But Jesus is saying, do you want what I gave to Louisa? And as you read the 36 volumes, this is what we say. Yes, I want this. I want this more than anything. So Jesus says this. In fact, by living in of my most holy divine will, Louisa shall look after my treasures more than if they were her own, because all that is mine is now Louisa's. And Louisa shall not spoil them. Louisa, he says, will not spoil these gifts. Louisa shall give these gifts to others, or she shall take for herself whatever she can give me more, me, the Lord God Almighty, more honor, more glory, more praise, more love. See, it's to begin to live the life that Adam lost, and that's why Jesus came. Adam lost this gift. That's why Mary came to the earth. Adam and Eve lost this gift. Jesus is the new Adam. Mary is the new Eve. And now they have a newborn, Louisa, the firstborn in the divine will, spiritually. Spiritually, she is the little daughter of the divine will. Her spiritual DNA, if you want to say, is that of Jesus and is that of Mary. The saints had a virtue or two of Jesus or Mary, and Mary, maybe. But what Louisa possesses is the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. This is why the Vatican came out with that book 2 years ago. The Son, S-U-N, of my most holy divine will is Louisa Picaretta. Do you see what God is calling us to? He's calling us to sanctity. So as he used St. Faustina to show us divine mercy, as he used St. Margaret Mary to show us the Sacred Heart, now Jesus is using Louisa to show us this great gift of the divine will. So he says this to her. Therefore, behold, I, God, Lord God Almighty, deliver this key to you, Louisa. I surrender this key to you, Louisa. You, Louisa, have the key to the divine will. And then he says to Louisa, Louisa, look after my treasures. So here, God is now saying to us, I mean, to have the Book of Heaven, we're going to find is the greatest gift that God has given to mankind. We have, at this point, the gift of gifts, if you want to say, the body, blood, soul, and the divinity of Christ. Jesus calls this the second bread. There is three breads, he says. The third bread is your daily bread, your wonder bread. The second bread is the supersubstantial bread of the Holy Eucharist. And then when you receive Holy Communion worthily, you enter into communion with God. You participate one with Jesus until the host is dissolved. And some of the saints say that's 15 minutes, some say 20 minutes. Jesus says, I want you to receive the first bread, the bread that Adam lived on, the bread that Jesus lived on, the bread that Mary lived on, and that's the divine will, the first bread, the bread of the divine will. And so what is Jesus doing? Is he asking us to continue to live like this, where we need, he says, the miracles, the medicine of the sacraments? When you sin and you go to confession, God forgives you through the absolution of the priest. You can every day receive the body, blood, soul, and the divinity of Christ if you go to Holy Communion. And Jesus says, but I want to give you more. This is what the divine will is. The divine will is more. How much he loves us. He has now predestined us. This is what he tells Louisa. To live in the divine will. He didn't predestine the saints to have this. They did the will of God. They were great. They were heroic. They were saintly. But everything was done on a human saintly level. They mortified themselves. They suffered great persecutions. And Jesus says, I want you, those little children to hold the divine will, to have more. I want you to experience my life, my joys and my sorrows, as my mother did. This is what he gave to Louisa. And now he wants to give this to us. Therefore, he says, I, God, deliver this key to you, Louisa, the key of my most holy divine will. And he says, Louisa, you have to look after my treasures. You have to protect my treasures. So our job, again, the more we want to know, we read the lives of the saints. Let's look at the life of our Blessed Mother. We see this with St. Bernard. We see this with St. Maximilian Kolbe. We see this with the great saints of the church, St. Louis de Montfort. But when Jesus shows us his mother, and this is what the prodigies are about, the prodigies of the Blessed Virgin Mary, he says, I as her son, I as the Son of God, the Son of Mary, am the only one that can tell you how beautiful, how spectacular, how wonderful my mother is. So when you read the prodigies, you go way beyond what the saints told us, because Jesus is telling us. And it's the same thing with the divine will. Jesus is dictating these words to Louisa that she puts down on paper, these 36 volumes, so that we can begin to read them and study them and put them into practice. How glorious is this? And while he was saying this, Louisa says, I felt all immersed in the most holy divine will, so much so that I could see nothing but the will of God. And I spent the whole day in this paradise of his will. That's what God is calling us to. The book of heaven, as we read this, as we study this, brings us into paradise. We begin to live heaven on earth. It's the fulfillment of the Our Father. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. That's what Jesus is showing us. How amazing is this? How amazing is this? I feel sorry for the souls that read a couple pages and go, ah, I've read this before, and put it down. No, you haven't read this before. See, it's Jesus speaking to you in a powerful way. He says, I will stand right beside you when you read this. This is what he says in the three appeals. I will touch your mind so that you will understand this, and I will touch your heart so that you will love this. If you really read the 36 volumes, your life is changed. What happens at that point is Jesus is beginning to expand your capacity to hear him. See, he's the Word of God. And when he dictated these words to Louisa, he basically says to Louisa, everyone that reads these words will begin to hear me. Now, a lot of people have to learn the voice of Jesus. The voice of Jesus, the devil can mimic. The voice of Jesus is very close to ours. And we have to understand who is speaking to us. Is it our own spirit speaking to us? Is it the spirit of the Holy Spirit, Jesus speaking? Is it the evil one? And a lot of people, without, again, this is the reason for spiritual direction. Without direction, begins to believe that they hear God and are very confused. I remember this one woman talked to me about her angel. She says, oh, the angel told me his name, and I call on him every day. And I go, wait a minute, what's his name? And she says, this is his name. And I looked at her, I said, that's not an angelic name. Oh, yes, it is. He told me, and I call him on every day. And I went, this is what it says in Scripture about that name. And it was a demonic name. It was a name of a demon. And when I showed that to her, she goes, oh, my goodness. I've been calling on him every single day. And I said, and that's why you're in such trouble. You know, you need discernment. The discernment is important. Saint Teresa says, those that direct themselves will direct themselves into hell. The devil tricks us. The devil is a liar, deceiver. He tricked Eve. Our job is to have direction. And that's one of the reasons why the Archbishop said, make sure you have a priest to teach you the divine will. He says very clearly, if you don't have a priest, you're going to learn things that are not of God. That's why Father Bucci says it would be foolish for a layperson to go to the altar and say, this is my body, and I'm giving out communion now to everyone. Because this is the first bread, and Jesus calls this the sacrament of sacraments. It's the role of the priest. And I know there's a lot of lay people who have put this under their wing because, oh, we have no priest, so I'll teach it. Well, God bless you, but don't Protestantize this gift of the divine will. This, Jesus says, is the sacrament of sacraments. And I can't wait to hear the church proclaim this. This is going to be glorious. So she says, I spent this whole day in paradise, and that's the same thing with us. We can spend this whole day in paradise if we wish. What happiness, what divine happiness, what divine contentment. During the night, she says, as I found myself outside of myself, I continue to be in this atmosphere, this divine atmosphere. And the Lord said to me, see, my beloved, for you, the one who lives in my divine will, There is no grace that comes from my divine will for all creatures of heaven and of earth, of which you, Louisa, does not take the first, take part as first. Think about this. This is what God has given to Louisa. Everything will come through her. Okay, what does this mean? Jesus was going to give all grace to his mother. Okay, Mary, the Blessed Mother, all grace comes through her. With this gift of the divine will, Jesus has said, I need a human, not the Mother of God, not the Son of God, to give this gift to mankind. As Adam was not the Son of God, Adam was not the Mother of God, he was to give this gift to all mankind, and he failed. So Jesus comes to earth to redeem mankind. 2,000 years later, he has a newborn. And he says, Louisa, through you, mankind will come back to me the way I had originally planned. Think about this. God made Italy look like a boot. He put Corrado where the heel is. Why? So the devil can see this heel is going to crush you as well. The Mother Mary crushes the devil. But Jesus says, you, Louisa, the little daughter of the great queen, you also will crush his head. You'll kaput it. It'll be done. So what does God do? He says to the devil, you seduced Eve? Well, I've got my mother, queen and mother, queen of heaven and earth. And now I have a little newborn, the firstborn in the divine will, who's also going to crush your head. A double kaput. Great. So he says very clearly, all the grace, there's no grace that comes from my most holy divine will for all creatures of heaven and of earth, that which Louisa does not first take part in. And this is the nature. This is natural, because the one who lives in my house, the house of a father, is the one who abounds in everything. And if the others who are outside perceive something, it is the surplus from the one who lives inside. But who can say what I understood of this divine will, Louisa says. These are things that cannot be expressed. May everything be for the glory of God. So God's given us little glimpses of Louisa. And that's what this talk is going to be on. This is the Louisa of the Mediat and the Mediatrics of Divine Life, of all divine life, part one. We'll have part two, we'll have part three. It's going to be great. Our Lord wants us to begin to understand that what he has saved, he saved the best for last. And you look at the men of the Old Testament, the women of the Old Testament, they didn't receive baptism, they didn't receive the sacraments. They were great men and women. Then you look at the saints. They receive the sacraments. They receive the dogma and doctrine of our faith. But they haven't received the living in the divine will. It's not that they weren't worthy. It wasn't time. And what did Our Lady say to Father Bucci of Our Lady of Revelation in Rome in 1947? She says, time has now come to an end. She says, my children are going to live in eternity, where the devil and his children are going to be trapped in time and space for all eternity, not possessing the beatific vision. That's us. We're going to enter into this gift. We're not going to be part of Lucifer. We're going to begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. We do not participate in that which is opposed to God. Volume 10, 12, 21, 11. As I was in my usual state, blessed Jesus came for a little while and placing himself in front of me, he looked at me all over. Those gazes penetrated me inside and out, and I became all light. This is the light of Jesus on Mount Tabor. This is the light of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And the more Jesus looked at me, the more I sparkled. And through this light, Jesus looked at the whole world. See, it's through Louisa. The new era is coming. Remember, get ready for the new heavens and the new earth. That's what John Paul II kept on telling us. Get ready for the third millennium. Get ready for the glory of the church. Then, after fixing on me thoroughly, Jesus told me, my daughter, my divine will is Son. And Luisa, the one who lives in my divine will, becomes Son, S-U-N. This is exactly what the Vatican said. The Son of my divine will is Luisa Picaretta. That's the book. And only through this Son do I, God, look at the world. And then I, God, pour graces and benefits for the good of all of mankind, past, present, and future. Luisa. Volume 11, 10, 19, 14. And no day is given, because she says this. I add that one day, she says, let me put this in. I add that one day I was doing the hour in which the celestial mother gave burial to Jesus, and I found Our Lady closely. I followed Our Lady closely, to keep her company in her bitter desolation, in order to offer the Blessed Mother my compassion. I didn't usually do this hour, only sometimes. So I was debating on whether I had to do it or not, and Blessed Jesus, all love, as if he was begging me, told me, my daughter, I don't want you to neglect this. You shall do it for the love of me and in honor of my mother. Know that each time you go over this last hour, the hours of the Passion, my mother feels as if she were personally repeating her life upon earth. Luisa possesses the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. Luisa, when you do this, my mother feels she's repeating her life on earth. And therefore, repeating that glory, that love which she gave me on earth, and I, God, too, I feel as if my mama were on earth again, her maternal tenderness and her love and all the glory that the Blessed Mother gave me. So I shall consider you, Luisa, as a mother as well. That's scripture. Who is my mother and my brothers? Jesus says. My mother and my brother are those who do hear the word of God and do it. See, live in the divine will as Our Lady did. Live in the divine will as Jesus did. How do we do this? Be perfect as my Heavenly Father is perfect. Be perfected as my Heavenly Father is perfect. You'll do greater things than me, Jesus says. How? He's given us now the Book of Heaven. As a soul reads this, as the soul studies this, we enter into this life of Jesus, this life of Mary. You can mock it all you want, but as you read this, as you study this, everything changes for you. Jesus says this. He hugged me, and I heard him saying to me very quietly, my mama, my mama. And he whispered to me all that his sweet mother did and suffered at this hour, and I followed the Blessed Mother. And since then, I never skip this hour again, helped by the grace of God. So Jesus is showing us, you want to please him? Do that last hour of the Passion, the 24 hours of the Passion. Be with the Blessed Mother. Watch what God will do for your family. Watch what God will do for the world. Because it's not just for you. This is to be given to everyone. Our Lady's acts, our Lord's acts, are so important for the world. And what did Jesus say to St. Margaret Mary? He says, love is not loved. What does Jesus say to Luisa? He says, I'm in the tabernacle alone and isolated. No one's there. I'm a prisoner of love, and no one's there. Pope St. John Paul II said the same thing. He says he wanted in the 80s every parish in the world to have adoration, Eucharistic adoration, perpetual adoration. How many churches have that? I know some churches have adoration at times. But he says, visit our Eucharistic Lord. Visit the prisoner of love. Be with him. Don't go in to read a book. Don't go in to pray your prayers. Go in to the and participate in the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament by falling in love with God. This is what God is looking for. Volume 12, 125:19. I saw my sweet Jesus inside of me, alone and taciturn, walking from one point to another within my interior, as if he would now stumble at one point, now bump into another. And I was all confused, and I did not dare to tell him anything. But I thought, who knows how many sins there are in me that make Jesus bump. And he looked at me in all goodness, although he seemed tired and was dripping with sweat. And he told me, my daughter, poor martyr, not of faith, but of love. Not human, but a divine martyr. Because your most cruel martyrdom is my privation, which places on you the seal of divine martyr. Why do you fear and doubt about my love? Do you see what Jesus is calling us to? I told you about the saints. The saints went through great suffering, great martyrdom, great martyrdoms, great penances. Look at Francis. Saint Francis stopped eating. You know, remember when he fasted on two loaves of bread for 40 days and for 40 nights, and when he was done with his prayer, he had one loaf left. And everybody came up to Francis and says, Francis, you're just like Jesus. You didn't eat for 40 days. He wolfed down that second loaf to prove I'm not Jesus. See, it's Francis understood, St. Francis understood what Jesus went through. I mean, this is why he longed for the crucifixion. Saint Blessed Alexandrina, same thing. Victimhood. But what Jesus is calling us to is something greater than the martyrdom of the saints. Greater than all the martyrdom of all the saints put together. Now, when you first hear this, people become afraid. Oh, my goodness. Look what the saints went through. Look at St. John de Brouf. I always say his name wrong, but what did he go through? He wrote to his brother priests, and he said, how I long to suffer all the martyrdoms of all the saints, to bring the natives to Christ, to bring the natives to the Catholic faith. And he got his prayer answered. They burnt his skin off him, tied him. They tied him to a cross, basically. Burnt his skin off him, peeled the skin off him. They got him down from the cross by cutting off his hands and cauterizing the stumps of his hands with flaming hatchets. Then put three flaming hatchets on the front of him. No. I think it was five flaming hatchets on the front, three flaming hatchets on the back. So when he moved forward without skin, it burnt his chest. When he moved backwards, forwards it burned his back, backwards it burned his chest. He never screamed. He never cried out. Then this took 3 days. Because he wouldn't scream, they cut out his tongue. Because he looked at them with love, they gouged out his eyes with flaming sticks. Because he wouldn't scream, they finally scalped him. He was still living. Then they cut out his heart and ate it. They say, this is what bravery is. This is what we want. We want to be brave like this. Our martyrdom is greater than that, believe it or not. And you can run away in fear, but God has called us to this. What is this martyrdom? It's not to give life to our human will. No more worry, no more fear, No more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin. That's what God is calling us to. And what does that mean? Everything is fiat. Good things happen, fiat. Tough things happen, fiat. Happy things happen, fiat. Sad things happen, fiat. Our trust, our confidence is in God, like Our Lady. She is the martyr of martyrs. She went through great martyrdom. Greater than all the saints combined. Jesus is saying, I want you to enter into the life of My mother. I love you so much that I've given you the book of heaven. Why? Because I'm calling you to the great heights of sanctity. It's not just to be good and holy and saintly anymore. That's what God gave to the saints. That was done on a saintly human way. Now Jesus is saying to us, I want you to enter into My most holy divine will. And this is why He says to Louisa, He says very clearly, why do you fear? Why do you doubt about My love for you? Our God loves us very much, that He would save the best for last. He would save this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies for us. And then He says, how can I, God, ever leave you, Louisa? And He says to us, I've given you the book of heaven. How could I ever leave you, who are linked to Louisa? I want to give you the true life of Jesus, of Myself, the true life of Mary, My mother. This is what Jesus is saying to us. He says this to Louisa, and you have to remember, if you're reading this, He's saying this to you as well. I dwell in you as though within My most holy humanity. This is why we begin our mornings with a preview in any act. Come, divine will, breathe in My breathing, beat in My heart beating. Lord, I pray this in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, so that God, the Heavenly Father, You, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, will receive all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, all the love that You as God so rightly deserve from everyone, past, present, and future. Listen to everyone, past, present, and future. Pray with My voice. We say to Jesus, I give this prayer to You. Lord, make it Your command. Let it be accomplished. Let it be done, as You say. He says, I dwell in You as though within My most holy humanity, and just as I endow and enclose the entire world in My most holy humanity, I now enclose the entire world in You, Louisa, and the little child of the Holy Divine Will. And He's saying to us, I want you to learn how to do this, what I expect of you. Be the voice of all mankind, past, present, and future. Let Me, God, hear all the praise, all the glory, all the honor that all mankind should have given to Me. This is the prayer of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of Your faithful and kindle them the fire of Your love. Send forth Your Spirit and we will be recreated, and then You will renew the face of the earth through us. He said this, didn't You see that while I was walking, I now bumped and I now stumbled? Those were the sins, the evil souls that I encountered. What pain for My most sacred heart. Do you see what Jesus is asking of us? Would you stand in the breach as Moses did for not just for the children of Israel, but for all the world, for all human generations? That's why He says the divine will isn't about becoming a saint. The divine will, He says, is to save the human generations. This is what Jesus did. This is what Mary did at the foot of the cross. This is what Jesus now wants to do with us. Do we want to participate in the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary? That's why we do the prevenient act in the morning and our actual acts throughout the day. Not for us, we're nothing, but all for the glory of God, for the salvation of souls. What a pain for my most sacred heart. All the sins, all the evil souls that I, God, encounter. Would you stand in the breach for them? Would you soothe me by praying in their name as if they were praying? It is from within you, Louisa, listen to this, that I, God, decide the destiny of the world. Think about this, if we're linked with Louisa. You see, this is what God is calling us to. It is from within you, Louisa, and the souls linked to you, Louisa, that I, God, now decide the destiny of the world. You love your family. Your family's away from Christ and His church. You love your neighbors, you love your co-workers, you love your parishioners. But Jesus is saying, I want you to love in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, as I love them, as my mother loves them. Would you be willing to do that, Jesus says. We have to begin to understand, why did God give us this book of heaven? He has great things that we are called to do. He said that to the apostles, you must be perfected as my heavenly Father is perfect. You will do greater things than I. How can we do greater things than God? It's letting God reign in us. Jesus never flew in a plane, but we can say, Jesus, come fly in my flying. Jesus never roller skated. Jesus, come roller skate while I roller skate. It's allowing God to reign in us. This is the peace, the joy, the happiness of God that we experience. This is a phrase that you should cut out and tape to your mirror in your bathroom. I decide the destiny of mankind, past, present, and future, from within you, Louisa, and your children. It is your humanity that shelters me. Jesus, I want you to breathe in my breathing. I want you, Lord, to walk in my walking. I want you, Lord, to sing in my singing. I want you to live on earth again through me. I want your mother to live on earth again through me. It is your humanity that shelters me, just as mine sheltered my divinity. And if my divinity did not have my holy humanity as a shelter, the poor creatures would have had no escape, either in time or in eternity. See, that's what Our Lady says. Time and eternity has come to an end. Time and space, has come to an end. We are going to now enter into eternity. It's funny, people think about their security. Do you have enough money in the bank? Do you have enough food in your refrigerator? How about your health care? Is it good enough? When that comes up, Jesus says, do you trust me? Do you trust what I'm going to do? And we say, yes, Lord. Then He says, don't worry about this. I'll take care of you. I've got plans for you. You have to understand, this gift that God has given us is the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies. It's Louisa Picaretta and the Divine Will. You're going to be astonished. He says, and the divine justice, he says, would no longer look at the creatures as its own, deserving preservation, but as an enemy deserving destruction. He says, if my divinity did not have my humanity, everything would have fallen apart. So now He says to us, trust me. Believe in me. Have confidence in me. Get into this book of heaven. Look what I'm going to show you. Look what I'm going to teach you. It's not the 3 years that He spent with the apostles. It's the 64 years that He spent with Louisa, that He wants to now teach us you're going to be astonished. You're going to be amazed of how much God loves you, that He has allowed us to live at this time. So we'll end there in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.